Welcome to Solid Sound Bites with John Yost. This is Season 3, Episode 2, and our special guest today, Becca Myers-Lind. She is the owner of The Farm Bakery and Events in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Becca, I couldn't wait to get this podcast started. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. You know, but I have to be honest, I'm a little distracted. I'm having this cup of coffee, talking with you, and, well, I was thinking about those apple dumplings. Do you still make them?
Yep. So my grandparents had a restaurant in Quakertown called Myers Restaurant. And so my grandmother made these amazing apple dumplings and continued to be part of our heritage. And at the restaurant, we used to have apple dumpling days. And now we continue to serve them for weddings. So they've been amazing.
They look absolutely amazing. You know, I'm looking at your website and I'm seeing that you make all types of meals too for special occasions, like Easter coming up and people order online. But is this something that you and your husband, Chris, wanted to do? Have a farm where you have weddings, have anniversaries and family reunions, baby showers, corporate events. You even do concerts to raise money for nonprofits. We'll get into that later. But is this what you and Chris wanted to do?
No, not at all. We got married in early 2000. And so in 2002, actually, he's a guidance counselor up at Freedom High School in Bethlehem. And so I was working at a company called Medtronic in their diabetes division and was a district manager there. So we kind of had our lives planned out. I was doing the corporate thing and working my way up the corporate ladder. And he is working on becoming a guidance counselor. And that's where he is now, too. But definitely never had plans to kind of get back into the restaurant business.
So what happened to change your plans?
Goodness, in 2011, my mom ended up getting sick quite a few years before that. But when she was 56, she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. And so it kind of, you know, having anyone that's close in your family, you know, get a diagnosis like that, you just never know. You know, you don't know what the future holds. You don't know how quickly things will change. And so, unfortunately, my mom, you know, declined pretty rapidly. It's definitely such a difficult time, you know, for all of our families. And my dad at that time, after we sold the restaurant, he became her primary caretaker. And so when he was living at the farm, he wasn't able to work because he was, you know, caring for her. And so, you know, we had a conversation and he just said he needed some additional support with my mom. And so we put our house that we were living at in Center Valley on the market and then the farm on the market. And we said a prayer and said, God, all right, whatever you have planned for us. But secretly down inside, I kind of had already planned it out that my parents were going to move in with us and that we were going to continue to move forward in our jobs and help my parents, you know, in the house that we were at. And so, lo and behold, God had totally different plans, which is quite a shocker, right?
You know it.
But yeah, so we ended up moving back to the farm and our house sold first. And I was pregnant with my second at the time and working at a corporate job. And I had just gotten a promotion, kind of all of the things that I had been working towards. But my husband and I just knew that we were back at the farm for a reason and a purpose, but we didn't know at that time what it was for. You know, as a family with my brother and his wife and my dad, we would always sit around the table and all of us would talk about different ideas. And, you know, people always asked for us to open up a bakery and they loved my grandmother's apple dumplings and pies and all of those things. And so we talked about opening up a bakery. And then I honestly can't even say other than I think God put the thought in my head and planted a seed. And I said, what about weddings in the barn? And that took us, you know, down a path of talking about it. And I said to my husband, Chris, at the time, you know, I was traveling a lot with work and leaving my family and my young kids behind. And I always prayed like, Lord, I just wish I could be closer to my family and not have to travel so much. And we both agreed to start weddings at the farm. And that's kind of how it all began.
I love how you and your husband just abandoned your plans and said, all right, Lord, your will, your way. And look what happened. Amazing. And now you do concert events too for nonprofits, right?
We do. As we're looking upon this 2023 season, we're really excited. You know, every year we host quite a number of weddings. We also plan out some awesome just nights of worship where we can gather together with people and just celebrate the Lord and all that he has given us here. And so our first night of worship is coming up on Thursday, April 13th of this year, featuring Joshua Aaron and Aaron Schutz. And we're really excited about it.
It is exciting. And folks, if you're hearing this podcast and there's still time, be sure, and if you live in the area, of course, be sure to go to MyersFarmBakery.com for the tickets. But you know what I've noticed over the years? You have been doing concert events for all the proceeds to go to ministries, especially one called Crossroads Pregnancy Care Center. Why is that ministry so near and dear to your heart, Becca?
Yeah, so I and my family has been really connected to Crossroads Pregnancy Care for the past several years. And so growing up when I was in middle school and high school, my mom was a volunteer there and then eventually became the director of Crossroads Pregnancy. Actually, at the time, it was called Crisis Pregnancy Center. And so I used to go with my mom and help fold baby clothes and volunteer there. And so unfortunately, my mom at a young age was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's and she did pass away, but she was always just so tied to that ministry. And we knew at that time that we would love to honor her and honor the ministry that she supported for so long. And so our first joint concert with Crossroads was back in 2018, and we brought in Sarah Groves to raise money for an ultrasound machine and to also honor my mom. And it was just such an amazing night. We were able to raise the money for their ultrasound machine and then some more to bless the ministry. And so God has just always put that on my heart. There's a beautiful scripture in Luke that talks about too much has been given, much will be required. And I don't do this out of a requirement. I do this just to serve the Lord, just because he has given us so much here and we want to give back.
Such a great way to honor your mom's memory and give back in such a way to Crossroads Pregnancy Care. You know, I have to say, when you were sharing about the first concert event with Sarah Groves, what was that like?
I kept praying for a beautiful day, right? I was like, Lord, just let the sun shine. I want people to come here and just be able to, you know, see the farm and walk outside and all of these things. Well, when I say it rained that day, like, I'm not kidding you, it wasn't just rain. It was like pouring down torrential rain. And I just kept praying all day. I was like, Lord, this is a concert to honor you and to glorify Crossroads. Like, oh, and it's pouring. And wouldn't you know, like 30 minutes before the concert was supposed to start, the rain stopped. Not only did the rain stop, but this huge rainbow came out over the farm. And then it was literally just beautiful and sunny the rest of the night. And, you know, I feel like how we can limit God, right? And we can put him in this box. And I was just praying for a nice day. But he not only gave us a nice day, he put a rainbow in the sky and he gave us all these things. I'm like, if I could just stop and get out of my own way and just trust him that he's got us. Like, it was honestly, it was amazing. And the week that my mom passed away, every time I came home from the nursing home, there was a rainbow over the farm. And so to have a concert planned for her that night and to see a rainbow come out that night was like my brother, my dad, all of us were standing in the driveway and just tears streaming down our face. Like, this is just amazing. What a special moment, you know?
I can't imagine how cool that was, how beautiful, and what a reminder, again, that God doesn't hold anything back. Comes to mind Ephesians chapter 3, I think verse 20, Becca, where it says that God is able to do far more than we could ever ask, dream, or imagine. You and Chris probably never imagined how much God would be using you in such a way on the farm. You know, jokingly, you share about the farm being a funny farm with you, Chris, and your girls, your father, Jerry, your father-in-law, Tom, and your mother-in-law, Wendy. What is it like on the farm?
Yeah, my dad honestly is amazing. And so I think about, you know, having the gift of hospitality has definitely come through him and my mom too. But He just loves to serve other people. And so he is at the young age of 79, still mows 5 acres of grass. Wow. He has shirts that say Mr. Fix-It, and he literally can fix anything here at the farm. And he's just been a blessing to say he does all of the little things behind the scenes that no one notices, but if they're not done, someone will notice. And so I'm so appreciative of him and all that he does.
I'm sure he loves every minute of it, especially those moments with his granddaughters.
Yeah, there's really something special when you see the relationship that your kids have with their grandparents. And so having all been under, you know, one roof for quite some time, it's neat to see the things that they can teach my kids that we just don't teach anymore. And so that has been awesome. And they have such a close relationship. It's really special.
For all of you, I'm sure. And what about Chris's parents, Tom and Wendy?
Yeah, Chris's parents are amazing as well. And so, in fact, Wendy just walked over here.
Did she?
The door just opened.
We'll get Wendy on the podcast.
So Tom and Wendy live here as well. And they've been a true blessing. Chris's mom helps us with the girls so much. I can't even share that with you. She helps us garden and deadhead flowers, and she's always picking up things. And Chris's dad has a wood shop here at the farm, and so he does these amazing hand-carved bowls, or hand-turned bowls, I should say, but then also helped us build so many farm tables and different things here at the farm, too. So it's a true family business, definitely.
Just amazing when you let go of your plans and let God do his thing, isn't it? Just amazing. Before we end our podcast, what would be that one thing you want our listeners to know about the farm bakering events in Quakertown?
There's one thing I want people to know. It's just the power of God in everything that we do. And the farm sits on Zion Hill. And so there's a beautiful scripture in Joel that says the Lord dwells in Zion. And so, you know, we host so many weddings and special events, and we get to really be the hands and feet of Jesus here and serve others in a way that they've never served before. And so many people ask us what's so special about the farm. And really, it's just him. It's Jesus. This is his farm. It's not us. It's the team that he's brought here, the opportunity that he's given us to serve our couples. We're just excited to be able to honor him and utilize this beautiful farm for his glory.
Amen, and you certainly do. Check out the Farm Bakery and Events, their website, MyersFarmBakery.com. I have all the links below, especially to the concert happening April 13th of 2023, all to benefit. Every dollar goes back to Crossroads Pregnancy Care in Quakertown. So if you're listening and there's still time, please go to their website and get those tickets. I just love what you're doing to support Crossroads. Thanks again, Becca.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. And I appreciate the time. And Walt has been such a blessing. My mom would honestly be so excited to see all that he has done with Crossroads. And he just has such a special way of just promoting the ministry and being humble and just waiting on the Lord. It's really been awesome to see. And even just the changes that he's making very prayerfully. And I even remember when I was growing up, my mom always said, if they just had an ultrasound machine. And I didn't even share that with you. I had wanted to plan an event for quite some time and just always was too busy, right? I always kept putting it aside and putting it aside. And Walt showed up in my driveway. That's what happened. And Walt, I was walking, and I looked up and I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, oh, I'm Walt with Crossroads Pregnancy Center. And I was like, oh, Walt, I've been meaning to reach out to you. And he's like, yeah, why? And then I shared the story and I was like, all right, this is a sign from God. I can't keep putting this event to the back burner. Like, we need to do this. And that's how it all began.
Wow. Only God. Only God. Folks, be sure to check out the farm, MyersFarmBakery.com. All those links are listed right there underneath this podcast. And share the podcast. And be sure to stay tuned for our next episode of Solid Soundbites with John Yost. Thanks, Becca, for being our special guest today.
Thank you so much, Don. And please tell me when you're in the area. We've got some dumplings waiting for you.
Well, I'll be there in 5 minutes. All right, maybe a little more, but I'll be right over to the Farm Bakery and Events in Quakertown. And I highly suggest you do as well. Check out their website, MyersFarmBakery.com, and check out the contact information. You can get in contact with Becca and find out maybe how you can come alongside to support ministries like Crossroads and be a sponsor at one of these concert events. Check it out at MyersFarmBakery.com. Until we meet next time, my name is John Yost with Solid Sound Bites.